This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth, where we talk about the kind of wealth that money just can't buy. Yeah, it's about joy. It's about this moment, because, you know, it's so easy to worry about what the future is. And it's so easy to look back at the past and said, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Darn it. And, you know, it's also so incredibly easy to measure who we are as human beings by how much money we have in our account or by our latest financial conquest. This show, it's about something other. It's really about taking a look at how we can live our lives in ways that really bring out the best of who we are and really open our heart and mind to new possibilities. And I must say, the feeling inside the body of Inside Wealth, juicy. It just feels so good. And by the way, this is a very special show because, in fact, the show must go off. Everyone else says the show must go on. Well, you know what? This one's going on and off because, in fact, this is our last unique episode for which we can thank KNEW and others, and we will. But anyway, this is our last show, so it's a very special one. And with us today, a very special guest, Peter Ross, who's the CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers. It's a wonderful company that allows people of advanced age to actually stay in their homes as opposed to assisted living centers or nursing homes or all those other impersonal places where, you know, so many people just kind of wither up and that's it. And this guy's had all kinds of senior executive experience with companies like Ernst & Young, Intuit, and ADP. And he's going to give us all kinds of insights in how to rise up the corporate ladder, leveraging our values in the process. But before you get to Peter Ross, you get this week's last remaining bowl of stew. Well, I'd like to conjure up for this week's bowl of stew where you can go right to the Matrix. Remember that evil guy? What was his name? The guy with the sunglasses and the black hair and kind of had that menacing scowl. Agent Smith. Agent Smith, representing the dark and the evil of humanity. And at the end of the last movie of the trilogy where he and the Keanu Reeves character Neo are battling it out, the ultimate apocalypse battle between good and evil, where it looks like evil's going to win. And Agent Smith looks down at this basically defenseless or close to it, representation of good in the Keanu Reeves character, Neo, and says, "This is where I'm supposed to say, for every beginning, there is an end." So too with this show. We've had a fantastic 3-year run, and now it's time to soar. So we're taking the running shoes off, and we are going airborne over the internet. Going airborne over the internet with an internet video program called Inner Espresso. And as the name conjures, it's really about waking up on the inside. And it's really about taking the best of Inside Wealth, or at least some of the best of Inside Wealth, and putting it on video form because, let's face it, you know, I'm sure you love listening to this voice. But you ought to see what they say in Yiddish, this punim, which is for face. And, you know, we have Marshall Goldsmith, a regular Brain Trust member, and Lance Secretan, and Warren Hellman, our resident billionaire, and Marilyn Tam, and Marsha Weider, another Brain Trust member, and all these incredible people showing up to offer their wisdom in 90 seconds or less. Get it on and get it off. So we are definitely not just fading away into oblivion. We are actually reincarnating and opening up for something even greater. And that's one of the things I'd like to invite you to consider for this last piece of bowl of stew here, is that when you put yourself out there, as we started 3 years ago, you never know where things are going to wind up. You open up the possibilities, and next thing you know, you're talking to incredible people, and they introduce you to amazing people, and life can take amazing turns. Amazing turns. Now, we're going to have the entire last segment of the program dedicated to extending this bowl of stew, so I really want you to hang out and stay tuned for this entire show. But first, we're going to hear from Peter Ross. He is truly not just a CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers, but is truly a wonderful man. He really is. I've had the blessing to know him a little bit personally as we've gone through time here in the last couple of months, and I'm so grateful to have our last program, at least in this incarnation, on Inside Wealth with Peter Ross. In addition to being the current CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers, he was a senior executive with a number of companies, including ADP, Ernst & Young, and Intuit. And his experience ranges from marketing and sales to senior management, and now he's in the senior care franchising business in the United States. And he knows so many issues that so many of us face. You know, if you're a boomer or not, either way, you either have parents or grandparents, or maybe you're there yourself, who need help in this area of living as we get older. And so I just want to get Peter on the line right here, and let's get started. Peter, just welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Stu, my pleasure. It's been a pleasure to know you and your organization.
Oh, thank you. And obviously it's mutual. And before we get started and learning more about how to rise through the ranks the way you have, and even more about Senior Helpers, how do you define success?
Well, I think you have to define success in all aspects of your life. I think too many people look at success as monetary. You know, I look at it from a success being both, you know, your family, your spiritual, and your career. And I think you need to balance those things. And I've seen where in my life where if they weren't all in balance, you could be success is kind of, you know, fleeting to some extent, because you could be monetarily doing great, but are you really successful for you? So I look at success, first of all, and you have to break down your goals of what you want to do and how you want to do it with all aspects of your being. And I think too many folks get on and they put down their list of success. I want to have $3 million, and I want to have my own company by this year, and all this other stuff. And I think that you got to kind of back up. You've got to start with, you know, I need to be a great husband, a great father. I need to have a great balance spiritually in my life, and then I look to my career side and say, okay, what are some of my goals within my career that I'm trying to accomplish? So I think success, first of all, takes a balancing act initially, and too many folks who are still on a fast track, you know, usually they leave a couple of those behind.
Mm. You know, I'm kind of wondering, as you were speaking, and it makes so much sense to take a look at the different aspects of your life and view them in terms of each one of them wanting and frankly needing for a fulfilling life to be successful in each. It's easy to measure our success career-wise in many ways, because it could be largely quantitative in terms of the money you're making and the net worth you're creating. In some ways, with your family, it could be somewhat easier to measure just by viewing everyone else around you and their sense of fulfillment in the relationship.
Correct.
Spiritually, it's more than just showing up every Sunday to church, isn't it? I mean, how do you measure?
Well, I think it's your actions, Stu, not your showing up. I mean, I think we've all done the showing up part, I think, in some ways. And, you know, my view is, are you living your life and your actions and what you do, both in your family and your career, that the values that you have are, you know, spiritual and foundation? And I think where you live your life spiritually, not just by going on Sunday and throwing an envelope in the collection box.
Mm. So in other words, you're saying you would actually measure the balance in your spiritual success in the ways in which you're able to put into action your core values.
Correct.
Cool. Well, that's great for everybody out there. I hope you're listening, and take note. Maybe there's something in there for you. There's definitely something in there for me. Let's move on, because you've been a bit of a rare bird here in your ability to navigate so successfully through the this corporate jungle and morass out there. And how are you able to do that in the varied companies that you work for?
Yeah, I think looking at it, to me, and the corporate navigation and the career part of it, first of all, what I always thought, Stu, was it was all about the people. And when I look at people, you have to really do a 360 around you, and not just certainly the people you work for, but your peers, your team, and more importantly, your mentors in life. And I think, you know, my success in my career and the way that I was able to navigate and to grow into leadership roles was, you know, it could never have been done without the folks that I was working with and the folks that I was working and mentoring me during that time. So I think it's important when you look at the corporation, you have to kind of understand the landscape of where you are. I think you need to evaluate, you know, kind of the it's, you always talk about and hear about in the large organizations about politics and how do you deal with that on a kind of a ladder perspective when you're looking at career. And I think, you know, I think you have to be, to some extent, you know, understanding of the political landscape that you're working with. You know, my always take was, you know, being political without wanting to or liking to it is an art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You have to somewhat play the game. At the same time, you've got to, you know, be yourself and look to differentiate what you're trying to do. And take a stand, make a difference. You know, don't be afraid to be bold. At the same time, understand that you've evaluated what you're looking to do, and be that. I think when I look back at my career, in those situations, you know, I understood the people. I looked at the understanding of the landscape that you're doing, and I was not afraid to make decisions. I think lots of folks, especially in corporate America, you know, I always think procrastination makes cowards of us all. I think it's real easy to make no decision and to move forward than to make the tough ones. And I always thought I was a history major growing up in school, and I thought Ben Franklin years and years ago had it right. He said that 85% of decisions can be made within 5 minutes or less if you looked at three things. One, what's the best thing that can happen? Two, what's the worst thing that can happen? And three, can you live with the worst? And I think a lot of times, I think being decisive, you know, in corporate America, basically gets attention from not only the people you're working for and the folks that have, you know, your mentors in life, but your staff, your team, you know, looking to you as a manager, looking to you as a leader to make those decisions and going forward. The other things I look at, you know, there's no substitute for hard work and knowledge. You have to, you know, you can't be, you know, out there very flimsy. They're, you know, saying something and then nothing behind it. There's no substance behind it, because, you know, that will come back to you, and that will not work well for you and as you grow and drive your career to where you want to be. But getting, again, differentiating yourself either by a skill and opportunity, looking at those types of things. I always loved corporate America because of, you know, folks would come in with these grandiose ideas. You know, and ideas are great. New programs, new products, new techniques, new systems, they're great. But execution is the key. And one of the things that I always focused on was executing on these ideas and these strategies, you know, to me was really where the rubber meets the road, because it takes literally five times the effort to execute an idea than it was to create it. So a lot of times in corporations, you have all these grandiose strategic plans, and you almost repeat them.
Right.
Year after year, because nothing gets done. I think that perspective, you know, is really something I really focused on, to try to understand that, you know, couldn't be the case. If you were going to be successful, you had to really, you know, be able to execute on those strategies. And lastly, what I looked at a lot, Stu, was, you know, I overly honest, sometimes to a fault, by the way. I think your integrity, you have to be trustworthy in order to really get to the point. I know that might fly in the face of some folks and say, well, if you're political, how can you be trustworthy? And I never actually ever admitted to being political. I always understood the political landscape. But one thing that I always knew, and I always could, you know, people could look to me to be honest and let them know how exactly I felt. There was never a person in my career that I can recall that either a team member or someone I was working with that, you know, didn't have a clear understanding of what I stood for or what I was thinking. and how I did that. Now, that sometimes can get you into trouble at times, but you know, when the end of the day comes, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, did I do the right thing? And I think that's important as well.
We're here with Peter Ross, and we'll be right back to learn about senior helpers, because he's taking all of this knowledge and applying it to our people we love the most, our parents and grandparents, right here on Inside Wealth. Welcome to the movement that takes your wealth to the next level, beyond the surface of money to the service of money, where you get provocative commentary and lively conversation about inside wealth, right here on Talk 910 KNEW,